Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bum, bum, bum. All right, B, you heard the lady. You got to answer some questions. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. I think Andy and Sterling will kick things off. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. B. Mitch, you played for two Hall of Fame coaches, Andy Reid and Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
In your estimation, what made those guys individually great coaches? What attributes, what coaching techniques did they employ that maybe other coaches haven't? And my last question is, would you ever consider coaching? Thanks, guys.
I think both of those guys very much were ahead of most people when it came to X's and O's on just natural. They were playing chess and other people were playing checkers. But I think the thing that it kind of separated Coach Joe and Andy away from a lot of other people, they did not let things that happen, like if a player got into an argument with them or a player questioned them, it didn't affect their mindset. Their mindset was still stuck on trying to move forward and win the game. They were fair. They were unlike a lot of young coaches today who don't understand their players. They wanted to know exactly how their players thought. I had conversation with Coach Gibb and Andy about things that were completely away from football. And after asking them why, they wanted to know my mindset. What affected me? A lot of coaches don't give a damn about what affect you. But both of those guys did. And I think the fact that they were very good at their craft, but also they were good human beings that cared about the people that they had, made them a lot more successful than everybody else. Will I coach? I used to always be totally against it, but if the opportunity was to present itself, I would seriously think about it. It's a possibility.
Running backs are specials. What would you want to do?
Whoever. I mean, we watch coaches that never played the game coach positions. So I think a person that way I was in football, I could probably coach anything out there.
I think you'd be an asset. I really do. To your point about Andy, I thought this was an interesting quote from Pat Mahomes. As you know, in Coach Reed's offense, it takes the whole team. This offense was rolling before I got here. This offense was rolling when I was a young Cowboy fan watching the Eagles beat up on the Cowboys. It's an offense that's more than one player, and that includes myself.
That's it.
Andy.
And Andy, he was smart enough to make sure everybody knew their importance to the success of the offense. And it was never like, we got to make sure this guy can do so. No. You can be great if you handle your job. You know, and that's I think Coach Gibbs was very good at that too. Coach Gibbs, to me, was the best at making adjustments on the fly than anybody I've ever thought about. Like, people say they got to go in the locker room. Hell, first drive, he's already in there. Look, we're going to do this, we're changing this up, and boom, you go with it.
MGM National Harbor listener lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. Let's go to Mike in Bristow. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I was wondering, Brian, if you get some more money from a radio station in Philadelphia, would you go up there and do the same thing you're doing here?
If the opportunity presented itself and I was not happy here, and would I go do radio in Philly? Definitely.
Thanks.
I have one more thing to say. The whole question is prefaced by the Mount Rushmore yesterday of Philadelphia Eagles. And I wanted you to know that you're on my Redskins, Mount Rushmore. You, Darryl Green, pardon me, Coach Gibbs, and John Riggins.
Oh, man, cool.
Thanks, buddy.
But I think I'm stuck here, though, brother, to be honest with you. I ain't going nowhere.
I don't think they're hiring me in Philly.
My kids won't let me. My kids won't let me go up to Philly. They see this as the greatest opportunity for them. So,
let's go to Little. Little, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything. Little is lost. Jeff, see if you can track him down. Let's go to Smitty. Smitty, what's up, man?
What's
ask
up,
B. Mitch
Smitty?
Anything.
What's going on, my good friend, Brian? Mitch, how you doing this fine Friday?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
Doing great. We just want to get your thoughts on the Wizards draft. And do you think we should move off Brad Beal and just start this mess all over again? Just get your thoughts on that.
You know what? To be honest with you, I think they had an opportunity to do that. But at this point, Brad's going to be here. You know, they just offered him $250 million. I think he's going to take that. And why wouldn't he? You know, so he's going to take that and he's going to move forward. But, you know, I think Brad plays well enough to help you do some big things. They got to find other people around him to help him out and don't expect him to do everything.
No question about it. Thank you, brother. I'll let you again.
Got you, man.
Thanks, Smitty. Who was the dude that used to always call in and say that B. Mitch should open a restaurant call and take it to the house? Remember that dude?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he?
He'll be back, I'm sure.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. This dude's wearing a Biggie jersey. See that, B?
Brooklyn, baby.
It's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
The BK.
So, I wanted to ask you something. We've talked a lot about expecting more out of the run game for the Commanders this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's tough to try to explain some of this stuff. How would you explain where Gibson maybe leaves yards on the field at times?
I think Gibson looks for the big hit all the time instead of just hitting it. And by trying to look for the big hit, sometimes he's tackled. I've watched him a lot go down, and I understand the game has changed, but the running back position is not one where you shy away from contact. I think if Gibson approached the game early, feeding those defensive backs and linebackers his shoulder pads, later on in the game, they're going to not want to tackle him. And I think that's why Robinson is going to be a big help because he finishes plays. I think when the hole is wide open, Gibson will hit it hard and go. But there's times where he's doesn't pick his feet up, he trips. And there are other times where he's too hesitant to hit the hole. Because he's looking for the bigger hole so he can go the distance. You got to keep slamming it in there, and all of a sudden, boom, you're going to find out you're going to come out on the other end. And he has the speed to run away from people. But he also has the weight where he can punish people till later on to where they make a business decision and don't want to touch him. We've seen some of the greatest ones do it like that. They pound you early. They run freely late.
There you have it. Let's go to Wayne is in Bowie. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, guys. B. Mitch, waiting for you to open the restaurant. Take it to the house.
Boom.
Hey,
there you go.
I was waiting for you to call, Wayne.
Hey, guys. I enjoyed the topic. I just want to, before I ask B. Mitch's question, long as it's not, derogatory or anything like that, I'm going to ask you this question anyway. You don't have to answer it. But should Jack Del Rio have been fired, in your opinion?
Well, I think he had to be punished. However they felt okay. They should do that, they did it. Because I think that when you start doing things that take the focus away from the business you work for, the guy who's leading you in Ron Rivera, you're making the team have to be in the news again. When you do that as an individual, you're going to be reprimanded. And I think they did their job by doing it. A lot of other people can go as far as lose a job, more money. You know, a lot of times I think the reprimanding a person makes them understand that, hey, I got to start caring more about the people around me. Yes, this is United.
Yeah, and you said, I'm sorry, B. Mitch, you said earlier in the week or during that week that they sign a morals clause. When I worked for the government, I had to sign an affidavit, okay? Uh-huh. And certain things you do and you don't, because, like you say, there are consequences, and a lot of companies have zero tolerance policy.
Yeah.
And if you fall under that, you out the door.
You know, I think most people want to go with, well, you know, First Amendment, you can say what you want to say.
Yeah.
No, that's not necessarily true. When you go work for a private entity, you can say what you want to say, but there's also something that can come from it. That other person can say what they want to say. And if I own the business, exactly, and you say what you want to say and it's not according to what I believe or what I think is conducive for my business to move forward, I can say you're fired, and you got to deal with it.
Right. Hello.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Thank you, man.
Appreciate
I'm
you.
Out.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah.
Take it to the house.
Take it to the house.
Mike is in Front Royal. What's up, Mike?
Have a takeout spot, and they call it Take It to the House.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Take it to your house.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Mike?
I just got a trivia question I'd like to ask you. You know, I've asked this to a lot of people that know sports, and I've only had one person answer it. And it's not that difficult, I don't think. So we're going to talk about NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA. It's just those three sports. And the question is, you got 2 minutes. Give me six teams that do not end in the letter S, like the Broncos, Cowboys, Commanders.
Six teams in just across pro sports?
Except hockey, NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball.
The Heat.
The Heat.
One.
The Magic.
No cheating either.
Magic.
I'm not cheating. Heat, Magic. You said no hockey?
No hockey.
No hockey.
Okay. The Jazz.
Jazz, yeah.
That's three. That's a good one.
Heat, Magic, Jazz. Thunder.
Thor.
You said we got 2 minutes? Let's go with football.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 minutes.
Yo, it doesn't end in an S. The Red Sox and the White Sox.
There you go. That's it, brother. You're good.
I feel fairly accomplished right now.
I've asked over 50 people this question, and only one person ever got it under a 2 minute time frame.
Now it's two, and he did it live on radio.
Yeah, that was great. All good.
All right, man. That's
a good one, though. That's I'm serious. Because when you start thinking about it, like, damn, you think all of them start in with S.
Dude, you know what we should do next week is nobody has better trivia questions than Tressway. He's just the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
How about ask Tress the trivia questions?
Well, remember for a while, Tress had his own trivia board game.
Uh-huh.
And he'd always have it in the locker room and everything. I think we need to get a little Tressway trivia next week, see if he'll call in.
Yeah.
Now, it's his time off, so he might not want to call in, but...
All he's doing is playing golf.
Yeah.
He could call out.
I don't care if he calls from the golf course.
He could take off 10 minutes and call in.
He might have international travel.
Tress is probably the most normal kicker/punter that I've met in my life. Normally, they're weird as hell. I'm not lying, dude.
Give us a story.
Sean Landetta was my dude, but that dude was a space cadet. He hung out with Bon Jovi, you know, and every time he talked, he flipped his collar, even when he wasn't wearing a collar. You know what I'm saying? He just said, yo, man, I'm telling you, man. I'm like, sure, what are you trying to represent? Nah, this is how I am. But, you know, he was at 9/11. He just left the building.
That's crazy.
So, you know. But he was a weird dude, man. But that dude could punt. Bro, he could punt.
Yeah. I mean, he was on the Giants Super Bowl teams early,
Giants,
right?
Like he played the Giants. He played with the Eagles. He played with just about everybody in the league. Played with the USFL.
Did he?
Yes.
Damn, he had like a 20-year career?
Longer, I think. Total, it was longer.
I mean, that's a serious career.
One cool dude, man. He was cool as hell, but he was weird, man.
Like how?
Just his whole demeanor.
Bro, he played from 85 to 2005. That's wild.
He 20 years. 2021, whatever. Just like, you know, I sit down and I talk with you. You're normally, if we're sitting here, we're talking to each other.
Right.
He's not, like, when you're talking to him, it's like he's off in another.
He's not present.
In a zone, yeah. And then he'll come back and answer your questions, though. So it's like, you know, dude, you were just, like, out there. And you're already back.
There's oftentimes when I'm talking with Jeff that I'm not sure that he's, like, present.
Oh, he's normally not there, ever.
Is this dude still on the bridge, by the way?
That was actually what you call him?
Stallion? Yeah, Stallion goes, you guys want to go jump up the bridge?
Yeah, they jump up the bridge. Like, dude, how do we go jump up?
Is this guy still on the bridge? I think it's a guy. Is the person still on the bridge?
I don't think so. According to Twitter, no one's seen him up there again. So he's probably off.
Did they get him
how
down?
How did he get off?
Hope he didn't jump.
Yeah.
I just saw somebody had posted something, and it was showing that he was up there, but I guess that was from earlier. Well, you know, I look very, very, I don't look very often. I look seldomly.
I don't think he jumped. I think that would have been all over.
I think that would have been a pretty big story. It was already pretty big that the guy was up the bridge.
Yeah, I really want to know, like, did he harness himself to walk up the bridge? Like, how did he get up there? Because that has a
It's
pretty
not steep that thing. Steep, but, like, once you're up there a little bit.
It's windy.
And it's, yeah, dude, I mean, it's pretty narrow. Yeah.
And I come across that bridge every day. Every time a car drives past, you can feel that bridge bouncing up
and
down.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, we were leaving from Cambridge, I think it was. We went out there to ride, and we were leaving Cambridge. And I'm like, what the hell is all this traffic? So we're trying all these different areas. The way I got home, I had to go. We were going to have to go through Pennsylvania, go up to come back down. But we went over to go to, was it Harris's? And we sat there.
That house.
And we ate and ate and ate until all of a sudden they got him down and we were able to get back.
That's crazy.
But this was the guy's second time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But that was the Bay Bridge.
I mean,
and that's higher.
Yeah. I'm not.
Dude.
That's the big
I'm not gonna
that's
lie.
Crazy.
I hear people, I don't know, I always say, people go, man, I don't like going across that bridge. And I know Tony Kornheiser normally, he doesn't like driving it or he'll get somebody right. to take him across. But I used to always say, man, I don't know why. But like when you get up there now and you can feel it sway a little bit, you're like, look, man, in all the stuff we've been seeing with bridges and all, make you think a little bit more.
Man, I used to have to, so like at Six Flags, right, when you go to train and become a lead or you're a ride operator, you have to walk up the lift, so just in case the train stop. And
what job have you not had?
I didn't know you worked at Six Flags, Jeff.
Yo, that's like the rites of passage PG County,
Jeff
man.
Jeff has so many jobs.
That's the rites of passage.
They're hiring air traffic controllers, too, right now.
Hey, don't worry. I'm getting my pilot's license.
$104,000 to $173,000,
sure getting your pilot's
license. I already told you what happened at the end.
Starting salary, $104,000. They pay for you to go to school and everything. And at top,
that's
up, $173,000.
Air traffic controller?
Yeah. Who and if you're in between 18 and 30, they're hiring even more right now.
Oh yeah, come in, Star Command.
Let me send it to you. I got the link.
Why do you have the link for?
Because I know people that work places, and they ask me questions.
Fair enough. Who do you think would be the best air traffic controller between me, Jeff, and Landfill?
I'm gonna probably go with Landfill because he pays attention more. Jeff is doing 5,000 things. You don't pay attention at all.
Let's be clear. If either me, Jeff, or JP is the air traffic controller, you should really take the train.
but see, the thing of it is, JP would be out there doing this. Then also, he got to go. He got to go to Twitter.
I'm ready to unplug.
If JP or Jeff is the air traffic controller, you're for sure crashing. With me, it's only 50-50.
Isn't it more on the pilot than it is the?
I was about to say, I wouldn't be
Yeah, but if you don't tell
controller.
The pilot there's another plane coming.
Yeah, they got to be in constant communication.
I would want to be the guy that, like, when the plane is backing up out of the gate, like, sends them to the runway. I don't want to be in charge of the runway.
I want to be the pilot.
I don't think if I walk on a plane ever.
This is why I don't fly.
And I look towards the cockpit, and you're in there. I'm going to moonwalk off that bastard. I'm out.
It'd be Mitch. I can already drive almost every vehicle on the road.
I don't care about you driving.
I can fly.
I don't care about driving a vehicle on the road. Once I'm off the ground, I need somebody other than you flying my plane.
This is Captain Jeff Walker. We're going to be having a steady altitude all the way to Denver, except we're going to stop in Louisville.
Enjoy the tunes while you ride.
We'll be right back, and perhaps Jeff's pilot career will be too.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Landfill's playing all the Vodka Rebel Friday beats.
Getting us right.
Jeff has an interesting life, dude. Jeff was just telling me all sorts of crazy stuff.
Nah, I listen to Jeff a lot. But you know what I like about him? No, dude's a go-getter. He's a hustler in a good way.
Yeah, like you a know? Good he, attitude
He doesn't
about
sit back on his laurels. He goes and look for many ways. And I think when you keep doing it like that, you're going to find stuff. You're going to put yourself in the presence of greatness and good stuff that works out for you. So I mess with him all the time because he likes to talk trash when he's up, but when he starts losing, then he starts making excuses. So no, that's why I mess with him even more. No. Until he can start owning up when he gets his ass whipped, you know, I'm going to mess with him the whole time.
But hold on. Don't get me wrong. Come on, B-Mitch. When I be losing, right, in the dominoes, you be having fantastic hands. I just don't know why my luck is that bad.
And vice versa. When you win, my hands were horrible. That's the only. If we both have the same hand, I outsmart you anytime.
You know what was remarkable here is Brian started saying some really nice words about Jeff. And, like, he's a hustler, he's a go-getter, I believe in him.
But I already did, I have to do it all day.
And then he decided just to dunk on him about dominoes.
Because it all comes back to the dominoes.
That's my guy.
That's life with B right there.
Landfill sits there and watches. Jeff is yapping.
He does.
As soon as it turns, man, no, we're not talking about the past anymore.
Wait till I play this one, B. Wait till I hit you with this one, B.
Oh, man.
So this is Roast Jeff Walker segment. Okay.
Nah, you my dude, man. You know that.
That'll be Monday night at the DC Improv. Landfill has wanted to talk about this, and it's only right we talk about this. We need to address what kind of popsicles they eat in Canada. I found out somebody I'm friends with is Canadian yesterday. I never knew. Said, I'm Canadian. All right. Landfill sent me this information. This is from French's. Now, when I think of French's, I think of mustard. But apparently, they make a lot of ketchup, too.
Hmm.
Like, French's yellow mustard is, like, the bottle I would think of. This is a tweet from French's. And it says, hey, Canadian friends, your favorite condiment just got a whole lot cooler. A refreshingly savory and sweet ketchup popsicle made from 100% Canadian tomatoes. A ketchup popsicle.
I'm not doing that. That just don't make no sense to me. What made somebody even think about doing that?
It says this.
Ketchup is a condiment.
Celebrate summer all season long with the French sickle, a French's tomato ketchup flavored popsicle.
No.
Popping up across Canada for a limited time. Made in collaboration with Happy Pops, a local Canadian business specializing in an all-natural ice pops made from real fruit and sweetened with organic cane
sugar. I would eat a hamburger and some fries with some ketchup on it, then I'll get me a damn pineapple popsicle.
Apparently Canadians love ketchup. I would think America loves ketchup more. Like, we got to be the one seed of ketchup. Although, weirdly, doesn't, like, the entire Chicago and Chicago region hate ketchup?
I don't know. It like Garrett's popcorn, though, and I do, too. You ever had Garrett's?
Imagine a mumbo sauce popsicle.
No. I like mumbo sauce. I don't want it in a popsicle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm being honest with you. Mumbo sauce to death, but I'm not eating it in a popsicle.
I like that sauce. I like...
Can you just...
Buffalo wing sauce.
your buffalo wing sauce popsicle.
No.
So hold on. Do y'all eat like ketchup potato chips and buffalo wing potato chips?
The Canadians have ketchup potato chips too.
In Britain, they have that too.
But it's just like certain things shouldn't be frozen.
Or made into a seasoning.
Or made into a dessert. I love ketchup. French fries, hash browns, hot dogs, hamburgers.
I love it when it enhances something.
Popsicles.
Maybe just a straight popsicle? Sometimes. No.
What about macaroni and cheese? Because the Canadians are known for that as well.
You want to make a macaroni and cheese popsicle?
With ketchup.
No.
That's
pathetic.
Because that's what they do in Canada.
That's just silly.
This is why I tried to have the Canada ban, but you guys overruled me.
I mean, Garnett's half Canadian. What are we supposed to do there?
Well, he can come on half the time.
This is according to French's. French's must be huge in Canada. Maybe they're like
It's a French-speaking country.
A small portion of it, but maybe you're right. What the hell do I know? According to French's, the headline simply says Canadians love ketchup. Just how much do Canadians love ketchup? Read on. 79% of Canadians said they like or love ketchup.
Okay.
Manitoba loves ketchup the most.
I love it too. Not in the popsicle though.
Now, most people say with fries is the number one place to use ketchup.
That's it.
They also say hamburgers, hot dogs, and sausages.
Yeah.
Third runner-up, eggs.
You know, I've had it before. Like, if I put ketchup on my home fries on the side.
Yeah.
And it happens to get on the eggs, I don't have no problem with it. But I don't just squeeze ketchup on top of my eggs.
My father-in-law does.
I
like hot sauce.
I squeeze hot sauce on top of my eggs.
I also don't eat scrambled eggs that often. You can only do that with scrambled eggs.
No.
If you're eating your egg any other way and you're putting ketchup on it, you're a maniac.
Well, ketchup, but hot sauce?
Hot sauce is different.
Sunny side up.
I love sunny side up.
Or over easy. Boom, that's how I do it.
I don't want them flipped. I want my eggs medium rare, sir. It grosses my wife out. She'll only make me scrambled eggs because she doesn't like the eggs.
I like to have the yolk bursts a little, but that little white part that's around the yolk, if that is not cooked, I'm not eating the egg.
The little, like, clear kind of part?
It's like when you don't almost take it far enough. You know when people, you do the over easy, and when you flip it, then you go to eat the egg, and it still had that little white part that's not cooked yet, can't eat that. I have to cook it till it's hard.
I eat that part.
I would rather, we'll talk about that.
I don't flip them.
We'll talk off air. But I'd much rather my eggs just be a little bitty, little bit of runny yolk than the crazy stuff.
Nah, my eggs got to be cooked all the way through.
Hey, man.
Can't do
that. How do you like your eggs, Landfill?
Scrambled.
First off, no. See, they're getting a little stupid now. I don't want no Heinz ketchup cake.
B is pissed.
I would see this here and think it's a red velvet cake.
It's the great Canadian Heinz ketchup cake.
I would think that this is a red velvet cake, and I bite into this thing, and I'm spitting it out, and whoever brought it to me, I'm hurting them.
Ketchup.
Canada's who you got to hurt.
But I won't be eating anything in Canada. I'm going to stay right here when I eat my desserts.
I have no idea how much they like ketchup in Canada. Good God.
You know what? I got a friend of mine that keep texting me. Ali, he's a little weird, too. White plain yogurt is good with potato chips.
Sweet and salty. That's
pathetic. No, it's just stupid.
That sounds like the whole
Ali, all those brain cells you lost when you were young is the reason you saying something like that.
You ever did the French fries and ice cream?
No.
Yo, if
I never did
if
that
you got
either.
A Frosty from Wendy's and you didn't dip your fries in that joint on the ride home,
crazy as hell.
Missing out. That is good.
Guess I've been missing out for 28 years.
Canadians. So we all agree, hot dogs, hamburgers, French fries, like there's great uses for ketchup. Canadians like to use ketchup in non-traditional ways. B, you're going to get so mad at this. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
17% of Canadians put ketchup on mashed potatoes.
And anybody out there that's going to think, oh, it is potato. No, no, they mashed. Once you mash them, you don't put no damn ketchup on them. That's but
what about this?
Toronto is a place I absolutely love, and I'm glad I didn't eat any ketchup popsicles or anything else. But Toronto was nice. Now I'm glad I didn't eat a lot.
I love how much this bothers you.
Why
8% of Canadians put ketchup on pizza?
It's already tomato sauce.
It's just weird. I think it's a bit that they're doing.
Dude, 6% of Canadians put ketchup on French toast.
Pathetic.
What is wrong with these people?
Why French toast? Look, some powdered sugar and some damn syrup good enough? Why would you put ketchup on it?
I don't know, man.
Where do we talk to Garnet next time?
He's only half Canadian. Or his mom's Canadian.
We don't know, does he put it on half of his
We should talk to Locker or Alan May. Those dudes are
Yeah, we've talked to Locker.
You know what we should do? Send Paul Henry up there and get them all straightened out. Quit the ketchup, bro. Put down the ketchup. We need a Stephen A. Smith. Lay off the weed, but for ketchup in Canada.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's what we need.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ooh, I'm blind. The weekend makes bangers. All right, before we get to this week's results of Heard It Here First, I got to wrap up some ketchup-related items. John Trimble on Twitter says, I just want to know how they came up with this idea. Were they eating lunch and someone said, pass the ketchup, and an idea was born? Sounds gross.
Well, I think weed is legal there now, like in the whole nation. So, well,
weed's been legal.
Yeah, I think it's like mushrooms.
I went to Toronto some years ago, and I was like, dude.
You can just like walk into stores now. They'll mail it to you. Canada's wild.
Oh, boy.
The D-man says he likes yellow mustard with French fries. I've seen that. I think it's gross, but whatever. Do you? John Trimble, this is funny, said, Heinz Field seems to be in the wrong place.
It should be in Canada.
And then I got this from Captain Todd. I work down in an indigenous village in Nicaragua, and they don't have pizza sauce, but they do have ketchup. So they have ketchup pizza. And he sent
me a
picture.
Well, if they don't have pizza sauce, I can understand that. But if you already have pizza sauce on it, why you need to add ketchup to it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in an area where you got to deal with what you have, I understand. They don't have to put that ketchup on it in up there.
Sure. Every day we make bets, we add them all up for the week, and we figure out who was the biggest winner, and perhaps more importantly, who was the biggest loser. We call it Heard It Here First. All right, Jeff Walker, you told me there were interesting results. Going into yesterday, Lamphill and I were both tied at 2-1, B. Mitch was 2-2 because he hit a parlay, and you were 0-2 or 0-3.
Yes.
Okay.
0-3.
All right.
Okay. So,
got his paper.
You kept the paper all week except the one day you lost it. So, that's pretty good, man. That's a pat on the back.
So, in last place.
Give Lamphill time to play all the proper sound effects.
In last place. The bald guy of the station, Jeff Walker.
You go.
So you lost again last night?
My new name is Owen.
Oh, yeah, Owen Four.
My first name is Owen and my last name is Four.
Damn, dude. Owen Four is a bad week.
Horrible week. But I had fun, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. There you go.
In third place,
the other bald guy.
The other bald guy. Crazy thing about yours is, B, both your teams won, but
they both did not cover.
They didn't hit the spread. Yeah.
What, you bet the run line? What, I don't even know what his bets were.
Run line is normally minus one and a half. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They don't give you a lot of both straight. What
both teams won by one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's tough. All right, so it's me versus Lamphill. Was anybody able to pick a winner?
We have a two-way tie.
That's cool.
You only
both at 3-1.
3-1 is a good week.
Great week.
Did you bet on any of those? With real money?
The hockey. Whatever night the last hockey night was, I bet on.
Bet for money. You could have won a lot of money this week, man.
Yeah, but there's plenty of weeks where it goes the other way. Landini, congratulations.
Thank you, JP. I'm now 14-2 in the last 4 weeks, by the way.
People should be betting real money.
Are you betting?
Nope.
Well, see, Lamphill
bet used to bet. Are you
he
not
bet on this obscure
$7
stuff. People are like, I'm not betting on that. Nobody knows anything about what he bets on.
Mm-hmm.
Your account is dormant?
I pulled it back. I pulled back the betting.
Were you worried you were spinning out of control? 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've got...
He's betting $2 and $4. Yeah. What is he losing?
There's $374 in your wallet.
And you can't bet three or four?
You know, sometimes it's just easier to not bet.
I understand you on that one, bro.
Okay. It is easier to not bet, but it's more fun to bet. That's my opinion. All right.
Am I really going to watch the Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics? I mean, let's be honest. Even if I have money on it.
Thank you to everyone that joined us today, Mr. Jason Epstein, Chase Hughes. Thank you, everybody that called in for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Thank you to the Canadians. All they want to do is eat ketchup and watch
hockey. They give us content.
Yeah, they just want to eat ketchup and watch hockey and chill. And who am I to yuck their yum?
Just don't bring any no popsicles that
send them
made
here.
With ketchup.
Send us, if anybody in Canada is listening, send us a case of popsicle ketchup. Ketchup popsicles.
Ketchup popsicles, JP.
And we'll see how it goes.
Maybe nobody planned to do it. They just had some ketchup, and because it's Canada, it froze. That was it.
Maybe that's how it became popular, is like there's frozen ketchup all the time. And they're like, you know what? We probably sell this.
You just call that January.
Maybe that's our first theory that actually makes a little bit of sense. Grant and Danny coming up next. Thank you to everybody that listened. If you made it this far, I owe you a ketchup popsicle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.